become, you don't drink Kool-Aid with me, baby. I want you to swim in the Kool-Aid, inject it in your arm, spike both your arms, IV up your legs, swim in it, immerse in it. And I promise you, sell or be sold, book and audio, MP3, CD, however you're listening to it, I'm streaming to you from some universe, will make you a master at the art of selling. Why sell or be sold? Look, every person is constantly either being sold something or selling something. What end of this equation, this calculation, do you want to be on? Do you want to be the seller? Oh, but Grant, I'm not a salesman. I'm not a sales type, Grant. Good. Okay, so if you're not going to be the seller, then you're being sold too. Every person is constantly either selling something, whether you know it or not. It is happening every second, every minute, every hour of every day of every year. You're either going to do the selling. If you're an artist, you're going to get a job or you're not going to get a job. You're trying to write a book. Writing a book is not difficult. Selling the book is difficult, right? Look, it's either a product, a service. Maybe it's simply your viewpoint, an idea you have. You're trying to get your girlfriend or boyfriend to go eat at a different place or go do a different thing. Or maybe you're trying to get your kids to finally move out of the house and go get a job. Or go to school or get better grades. Whatever it is, look, everybody sells. The fact that you don't have a business card that says salesman, you're not selling cars or plumbing or contracts,